Hello and welcome to episode 151 of Connectivity. I'm Scott Thompson. Today we have two segments for you and then a little special bonus video. Kicking the show off, myself, Zach, and Alex talk about the Smash Brothers for 3DS demo. We only talk about what's available in the demo, so there are no spoilers for the main game, so have no fear there. And after that, Neil and Andy get together to talk about Neil's review of Hyrule Warriors. And this week we also recorded a riff track of an episode of Captain N. That was with myself and Zach. However, instead of making you sync it up yourself to the video, we went ahead and did that. You can find it at NintendoWorldReport.com on the notes for this episode, or you can also go to Nintendo World Report's YouTube channel and find it there. Enjoy. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this segment of Connectivity. I am Scott Thompson. Today, I am joined by Zach Miller. And Alex Kalafi.
Hello!
Are we just going to start talking and then get cut off?
I have no idea what you're...
Yeah.
That's enough joshing around for one episode.
That's a good, I like that, like, catchphrase, joshing around. So this segment today is all about the Smash Brothers for 3DS demo, that came out, well, last week for, like, anyone who's got Club Nintendo, which is probably most everyone who listens to this podcast, except for me.
And me.
You don't do Club Nintendo either?
Oh, no, I do Club Nintendo, but they didn't give me any codes, even though I've platinumed since the program began.
Did you turn on your emails?
since the dawn of time. No, I checked everything all the time, and I get, and whatever, I was angry at them.
It's a weird, like, half beta.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call it a beta, because at this point the game's done, so they're definitely not like,
True. You
know, a beta to me implies like they're getting feedback and then adjusting things, but it does kind of feel like that in the way that like...
The way they're releasing it.
Right, and then the way that, you know, it almost is kind of like the Destiny beta like a couple months ago, where it's like it's exclusive at first to people, and then everyone gets it for a little bit, and they kind of gave out, like, when you got your code, you got extra code so you can invite your friends, even though you can't play online, so it would just be local, but even that's cool. So the demo for Club Nintendo people came out last week, and I think you can, well, I know
it's,
you can play it endlessly. Well, you can play the demo from last week endlessly, but I think if you get it this week, if you're not a Club Nintendo member, I think it has a play limit.
30 tries, I think.
Yeah, 30 tries, which that might be the first time ever that like a demo will actually get used all the way.
I don't know. I've played it like 5 or 6 times. I think I'm done with it.
There's, like, I'm sure Alex has probably already crossed 30. Am
nope.
I right, Alex?
I actually had restraint. I mean, let me say this.
Okay.
Even if you think I am one of the big Smash guys, I am not huge into tournament stuff, and I'm just more excited about this because there's not that many games to get excited about. I'm not just saying Nintendo. I just mean in general, 2014 mm-hmm. fall.
True.
Smash is the game. And I'm saying that's that true. Even above Pokemon right now. And that's not a huge thing to say because it's another remake and it's on the
right.
X and Y engine. Smash is the game this fall.
Yep, I
and
agree.
I put an hour into it. I tried everything.
Okay.
I got a feel of every single character, played with the costumes a little, and now I'm going to wait until October 3rd.
Okay, that's not bad. Yeah, I thought you would have like been like all like 10 hours in the demo, like just like going crazy with it, which I know some people are doing.
Nope, because that's what I did with Just Cause 2. That demo, when it came out on PlayStation 3, it was a 30-minute demo with an open world. I played the shit out of that for 13 hours, and when the full game came out, I did not care.
Yeah. That game was actually pretty good.
It was.
The whole open world stuff was a lot of fun. But that's not what we're talking about. Okay, so yeah, so the demo is out. Everyone can play it now, at least up to 30 times. And let's just, I guess, just jump right in. What did you guys think? Well, if either of you played it, like, at events or anything? Probably not, huh?
No, I didn't go to E3.
Yeah, no, it was new to me, too. I mean, first off, I was impressed at how good it actually looks on the 3DS.
Yes,
I mean,
sure.
It's kind of like, it reminds me of A Link Between Worlds, where it's like, you have, when you see screenshots, it kind of looks a little ugly, but when it's in motion and 60 frames, like, it actually looks really good, and it's actually very impressive that you can have all that stuff going on with no frame rate, like, drop at all.
That's very
super
true.
Super dynamic 3D, too.
I haven't even messed with the 3D. It looks good in 3D.
It's like, I'm not going to say it's super dynamic, but it does a good job of, when it changes scale, of keeping the 3D looking extremely natural.
Hmm. Yeah,
I think it kind of blurs out in 3D.
You think?
Yeah.
I feel like I would worry because of how like fast moving a game it is that it would be hard to play in 3D.
I try to go full 3D in all 3DS games.
Oh, I can't. I put super glue on that thing and pressed it down because when I like accidentally like nudge it and then like turn my system on and that menu pops out at me at 3D, like my eyes bleed and want to go away for like an hour.
You should play Resident Evil Revelations with the like 3D in-game 3D setting all the way up.
Oh, that's right. They had an in-game slider too, didn't they? Oh, Jesus.
Makes your eyes fall out.
I think around that time is when I stopped doing the 3D. When I first got the 3DS, I was committed. I was like full 3D all the time. Like I played the entirety of that like Tom Clancy. What was the like?
Oh God, really?
Splinter Cell 3D? No, not Splinter Cell. Ghost Recon? Something.
Yeah. Ghost Recon. That game was actually pretty good. Shadow Wars. Yeah, I like that game. I think it's still one of like my like games I have the most time on the system.
Wow.
But I was like, no, 3D forever. And then I think I finally turned it off when like Ocarina of Time came out, and I was like, I just like it better without it. Like,
I don't think that game looked particularly good in 3D.
Well, maybe that was the problem. So no. I just never went back.
I never play in 3D anymore. Use my 3DS as a 2DS, but this is neither here nor there. Smash Bros. Demo is incredibly short, and there's just not that much to do. I liked it.
I was a little bummed it was just one stage.
Oh, yeah. Me too. God, yeah, it was.
It would have been cool to have another stage in there.
Although you could turn on, I mentioned this on Twitter and I got a lot of flack for it. there is Smash rules and clearly not Smash rules. You can turn off items and platforms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you press X on the stage select, it'll go between tournament rules in real Smash.
Oh, cool. Like that's kind of cool. I didn't even see that.
And let me tell you, those tournament Smash people, those guys are easy to piss off.
Wait, why? Did you say like stupid mode or something?
No, I said clearly not Smash Brothers mode.
Oh, clearly not, yeah.
I mean, it's a fucking video game. People like to play it however they like to play it.
Yeah. I'm just happy that like Nintendo has acknowledged both sides and they're like,
sure,
that they've made Final Destination modes of every stage, so at least you get to see like all these different stages and the work that was put into them and have them reconfigured the way you want to play them. Like, that's cool. I appreciate that. But I guess let's talk a little bit about the characters before we talk about just kind of our overall feelings about the demo and what they mean for the game in general. I'm not, like, I've just got a few characters that I prefer, and none of them were available in this demo, so I played as Mega Man, who I was interested in. I really like Mega Man.
I did, too. It's cool. He was really
good. His Smash is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I just think it's cool that, like, his A attack, like, his main, like, what would normally be a punching attack, is actually his Mega Buster. Like, yeah. It's cool. Like, it fits the character. Like, he shouldn't be, like, punching people. I mean, it's cool that his just regular attack is his Mega Buster, and it can be charged up and everything. Like, I thought that was a nice touch.
True.
Yeah.
And then the rest of his special moves are cool, because they're just all from different enemies in the, you know, in the game and everything. The Leaf Shield and all that nonsense. But what about you guys? What of the few characters that you played did you enjoy?
Villager is the star of this demo. And for me, because Animal Crossing is probably, after Pokemon, my favorite Nintendo series, but also because he's such a creative Smash Bros. Fighter. He is nothing like any of the other Smash Bros. Characters, because he seems completely unaware that there is a battle going on. Every move he does seems like a happy accident. Like, he just wants to grow a tree and cut it down and knock it on someone. He just happens to trip while he happens to be holding a pot, and it smashes in someone else's face.
Yeah.
It's the term Destructoid used is passive-aggressive.
Yeah, sure. That's probably right. Yeah, he does seem the most, like, kind of just absent-minded, off in his own world, and it's really cute. Like, it works so well for that character.
What's the tree attack do? Does that do anything?
Okay. I will explain how this works.
Well, you have to chop the tree down.
Well, you have to water the plant, you have to build the tree, and which is like pressing it a few times or just waiting, whatever. But after you grow a tree, what you can do is you can use the axe as a weapon.
Or,
and the axe is a powerful weapon. It's not incredible, but it is cool. Or you can cut down the tree and get it to knock down someone. I didn't look at the actual percentages, but I would imagine it's probably the equivalent of a Falcon Punch.
Nice.
Like, I'm not saying that's exactly, I'm sure someone's did the math and maybe I'm totally wrong, but it's a pretty strong attack. Like, probably the 20% area.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's super creative. And then it's so faithful to Animal Crossing, too. Because whenever he wins a match, it does the little dun, 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 dun. And then his final smash is him paying Nook to build a house.
That is
funny. Which is awesome, I know.
To somehow both trap and destroy someone in? Villager, like, those, that meme that was going around after E3, where he was this, like, secretly a psychopath, it totally bleeds over into this game, too.
Yeah. I really liked Mega Man. Some people don't like him, but I think he's really creatively used, and all his various powers are well implemented, and I can see him being a favorite coming in the full game.
He's very different. Like there,
he is very different.
Like him, there's no other Smash character like that, and I feel like there's going to be a few of those in this game.
I feel like Samus is probably the most similar, just because she's also a projectile-based attacker. But yeah, you're right. I mean, he's very different.
Right, and I think they're doing that with a few of the new characters. Like, Little Mac, it like seems like he's another one where he's kind of unique in that way. You know, where he feels different than a lot of the other characters. It seems like Shulk probably will. I mean, I know it looks at first like he would control, like, any of the sword characters, but the fact that his, like, you know, he has his different, like, Monado attacks and different ways to attack enemies, it seems like it's going to be very different and not the kind of character that you can just jump into. Like, I feel like Smash in the past has had it's pretty easy to kind of jump from character to character, and yeah, they have unique moves and everything, but for the most part, you can, like, you can kind of get in there and you can play and you have fun, but at this point now, it seems like they're going to be more, like, hardcore characters that, like, you really have to take the time to learn. You can't just jump right in and, like, and be able to play as them.
And even, I think Brawl had a few, was leaning that direction, like Snake is hard to use effectively.
I was just going to say Snake for sure is one of those, yeah.
But if you can get him right, he's really powerful, but he's tough to use.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. And but the demo, I mean, it's so weird. It's like, I was so excited about the demo, and then the demo came out, and I'm really no more excited about the final game than I was before the demo came out, even though I just played it for several hours, you know? It's like, the demo was everything I expected in a Smash game.
And I get that, and I think what's hard about it is because, well, do you have anyone to play locally with, or were you just playing the computers all the time? Yeah, see, I think that's part of it. Me neither. I didn't play with anyone locally, so it's like, that part, you know, just playing against computers isn't something I'm interested in, so it's like, to me, this could have just as well been, like, a tech demo in a way. It's like, okay, like, I see how these things work on the 3DS. Now I want to be able to play them, like, the way I want to play them.
And unlike many games that came out this year, they advertised it pretty faithfully. Like, this game plays exactly how it looked. The way it was described as a weird hybrid between Brawl and Melee, that is exactly what this game is. It's a lot like Brawl in its accessibility, but it's also quicker in the way Melee is.
Yeah.
I will say, though, since we're talking about the kind of the game in general now, I feel like this demo has almost convinced me just to wait for the Wii U version. Now,
same feeling, too.
This thing's going to come out, everyone's going to be talking about it on Twitter, and I'm just going to go to the eShop and download it one night when I'm, like, drunk and vulnerable. Like, calling an ex, right? Like, I'm just going to be lonely. But, like, it's just sitting there. Like, I could just download it. It's not a big deal. Because I don't know if I really love playing it with the circle pad. It doesn't really, like, move quite as fluidly to me, and that wouldn't necessarily be a problem if it was, like, this was coming out 2 years after the Wii U version or 2 years before the Wii U version. There was just a lot of time between them. But the fact that it's like we've got like all but confirmed now that the Wii U version's coming out November 21st, or maybe it has been confirmed now. I don't know. I haven't been keeping up. But it's like I feel like I could probably just wait and just get that version because I know once that version comes out, I will not play the 3DS version save for like at PAX East next year because we'll all have our 3DSs like at the convention or something, you know?
That's basically why I'm going to get both just because actually, first of all, I should say, I really hope, you know, I don't have to unlock everything twice. People who get both versions should not have to go through the rigmarole of unlocking everything twice. And the reason I'm going to get both is because I just play my portables a whole lot more.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm going to use the Wii U one for online play and I'm going to use the 3DS one for just solo stuff. Although it's got Smash Run, and Smash Run sounds kind of cool.
It sounds like a bigger mode than I thought it was. Like, it might actually be a little bigger than they even let on originally, which is good to hear. Yeah, it's, I am looking forward to the 3DS game, not only because I prefer my 3DS to my Wii U, because I prefer handhelds, but also, I thought the game was pretty well made for 3DS. It takes a little getting used to at first. I mean, it wasn't necessarily so easy to use Pikachu's B-Up to zap around the stage a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
With the looseness of the circle pad, or is it the rigidness? Either way, the circle pad does not feel quite right at first. But as I got used to it, it felt just like Smash, and it felt like they did a pretty good job of appropriating Smash to 3DS. And I also care about the 3D effect, and also, since it's going to be mostly the same game as it sounds like the game isn't going to be that incredibly different, even though the stages are kind of different, and even though probably some of the features are going to be different, it's more or less the same game.
Have you noticed that, like, if you press the home button, the OS is chugging? It is dying trying to run that demo, so I wonder how it'll be in the final game. I'm getting a new 3DS when it comes out, and I think they've said that the new 3DS will actually work really well with Smash, and makes me wish we were getting it a lot sooner. When like, you can't do Miiverse on the current 3DS models.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. It just shows they're not optimizing it for the current hardware, which is kind of bullshit.
But kind of good, too.
Understandable.
As someone who wants a new 3DS, yeah, I'm kind of glad that they're going to take advantage of it.
Right, yeah, you're almost kind of future-proofing in a way to kind of know, like, oh, well, in, like, 6 months or a year, whenever we get that thing, it's like, oh, well, there's going to be extra features right away. So that's cool, like, that there's something to look forward to besides just Xenoblade Chronicles, which I don't really know what else you need to look forward to, but, because that's
probably
it
the only
right
way
there.
I'm going to play that game.
Yeah, no, I get that, and, like, I have no, I mean, I totally understand if people are going to buy both, like, that's, I get that. But like you said, Zach, like, we use the multiplayer version, and the 3DS version's the single-player version for you, and I would be right there, but I just don't, like, single-player doesn't really move me necessarily, like, the Smash Run stuff looks okay, but, I mean, the only reason I really went through all of the single-player with Brawl was just to see all those awesome cutscenes, like, in the Subspace Emissary. Yeah.
It's the only reason you play that.
With that stuff not in there, I'm just like, I'd rather just, like, jump online and be playing you guys readers and listeners and all that kind of stuff. And, I just, you know, if I'm sitting at home to do that, because you got to be connected to Wi-Fi, it's like, why wouldn't I just play the amazingly beautiful Wii U version?
Right.
So that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
I would.
But like I said, if there was more time between them, like 3DS version, no doubt, like, I would buy it day one. Like, I'm really impressed that they pulled this off.
Before, it sounds like we are winding it down a tiny, tiny bit, but I would like to talk about the veterans for a second. Specifically, Mario, he seems a little tighter, but he didn't do that much for me. Link and Pikachu do have some somewhat key differences to me.
Dude, Pikachu got nerfed.
His thunder doesn't really, it's not as powerful anymore. I don't know.
It doesn't have the area of effect it used to.
And it's too quick. Like, it feels like a regular attack now. And maybe that's good for the greater scheme of the game, but that's probably one of my favorite moves in Smash Bros.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of, like, everyone's favorite moves. Like, that move is spammed so much.
So Pikachu was kind of disappointing to me, even though he's still the only amiibo I'm getting immediately. And I'm still probably going to play as him a lot because it's Pokemon. But also, Link seems better. I don't know how he seems better, but he feels a little different to me. He feels a bit more like Link, if that makes sense.
I've never liked playing as Link in any Smash game. He's so slow.
When you guys played as him, did you notice any differences? Because something feels fundamentally different to me, but I'm not immediately sure what.
He didn't to me, but like I say, I don't spend any time playing as Link in the other games.
Are the Master Balls new?
Yeah, they are.
Yep.
Okay. Because that was probably pretty cool. That was probably one of my favorite new features in the demo, was just to see, like, Arceus come out and just wipe the whole field in like a weird assist trophy half-final Smash kind of way.
Dude, yeah. I hope they... I mean, I got really sick really fast of seeing Girahim pop out of an assist trophy. He was like one every three assist trophies. I was like, enough of Girahim. There must be more than this.
And I'm sure there will be.
I'm sure there will be, too. They're, you know.
It's good they're probably pulling back a little bit on the items, too. Like, the final smashes weren't very common. I probably got one every two or three matches. And
really,
I got one
every match.
Every single match?
Every match. They gave me an opportunity to do a final smash.
That's interesting.
Mega Man's final smash is kick-ass, by the way.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. But the other final smashes, do they seem quicker to you?
Like, kind of,
It does. They don't seem to make a big oomph like they did in Raw. And maybe that's because it's their second time around. But, like, the Link one and the Mario one didn't really feel like much of anything. It just felt like a super move.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, I watched, a super cut of every single final smash in the game the other day. I know we're just talking about the demo, and I won't, like, spoil anything. But, they're kind of just, like, all over the place. Like, some seem really awesome and sort of affect, like, the whole playing field. And you have control over them, and you really, like, can
like
decimate
Pikachu's.
Your opponents. Yeah, right, yeah. Or, like, Yoshi's from the last game is pretty much the same in this, where you're just flying around and shooting fireballs at whoever you want. And then there's ones like kind of Link's, where it's just like, well, you kind of attack just whoever's in front of you, and it's really easy to miss, and you don't really get an opportunity to kind of recover from that.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not really huge into the final smashes. I'd be okay, like, turning them off in the matches that I play.
Yeah, me too.
That is one thing that PlayStation All-Stars did a little better than Smash Bros. And it is probably the only thing that game did better than Smash Bros.
Nope.
But let me just go for this for a second. When you use the level 3 super move in PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, you know exactly what you're getting. You know you're going to kill a whole lot of people. Some of them are really good and some of them are just okay, but you know you're going to kill multiple people. The level 1, you know you're going to kill one person, and then the level 2, you know you might kill a couple people, maybe even 3. In Smash Bros., depending on who you play as, you will probably either get no kills, maybe 1, or 3.
Mm-hmm.
It seems really inconsistent, or at least it did in Brawl, and I hope it's different here.
Yeah. Well, like I said, like some of them look pretty good, and some of them are still kind of the single kind of thing where it's easy to miss. So, yeah, I'm not really huge into them. I'm fine turning them off in my matches. I'm not one of those guys who has to have items off. In fact, I love having items. I think that kind of adds to the chaos of it. But final smashes just don't really do anything for me. The only thing I like about it is that when they show up, everyone like frantically tries to break the ball.
Get out of the way.
That's kind of cool. Cause it like everyone is like rushing to the spot and fighting for this one thing, which
yeah.
mixes things up a little bit. But as far as like actually using it, I don't really like it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, as far as the veterans, I don't know. I mean, I kind of sampled everyone a little bit, but like Zach, I mean, I didn't play much Pikachu or Link in the past game, so it's hard for me to really say one way or the other, except outside of Pikachu's Thunder is, like, for sure, nerfed, but what can you do? I guess real quick, because we haven't really talked about it, if you guys want to, what are your, like, top three characters that you think you're gonna, like, make your main characters?
No spoilers, again.
That's fine. I mean, at this point, I feel like everyone knows everything, but go ahead. You could just include characters that have been, like, officially announced. That's fine.
Zach, you can go first.
I have to think about my other two. You go first.
Okay.
Well, I could go if you guys need
a second.
Yeah,
you go ahead, Scott.
Well, I guess one of them I can't say because he hasn't officially been announced, but...
Yup!
or they haven't officially been announced, perhaps. Yoshi...
Okay,
yeah. Yoshi's... Yeah, Ice Climbers.
Aww.
Yoshi's always been my number one. I love
playing
as Yoshi, in everything, and especially Smash Brothers. So I'm excited to see, if he's different at all. I know they kind of made a thing, a specific mention about how they changed his model from, like, kind of his hunched over, like, riding model to now his more, like, upright model that he is.
Yeah,
now,
they made a big deal of that.
Right,
who cares?
He's not Mario's, like, slave anymore, so he stands upright and his back is fixed or something. So, yeah, totally psyched for Yoshi. And then Shulk, of course, once he was announced, I was, like, 100%.
You were like, well,
that.
I have to buy this game now.
Yeah,
I was on the fence before.
Yep, and I don't know, Zach, if you watched the reveal trailer, but they actually play in his reveal trailer, the song that I picked in our first music
segment.
Yeah, that battle music from Xenoblade Chronicles. That's good hoping music. For like an awesome like arrangement of that song somewhere in the game.
Awesome.
And then I guess for as far as a third that isn't a spoiler, I really liked Sonic in Brawl.
Really?
I think I'll try to give him a go again. Yeah, there was something about him. I liked that he was so fast. And like he was more kind of like my trolling character because he was so fast. Like I kind of like just dicking around as him.
Yeah.
But he really wasn't like great. Like especially his like special attacks weren't very good. Right. But I always had fun with him, and I'm excited to see what they do with him again. So
nice.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. I guess I'll go. I'm not going to say Villager because I've already played as him, and I know he's going to be awesome. And I'm not going to say the obvious spoiler character. Because he's pretty much everyone's most want to play character, but Greninja is one of them because he's my favorite Pokemon out of all of the X and Y ones, and I think he was probably the correct choice for a rep from X and Y, short of probably Mewtwo. Little Mac is another one because he is a boxing character, and boxing characters in fighting games are always the best.
Yeah.
And then...
TJ Combo!
There you go.
And then I'm going to say Captain Falcon, because he is my usual main in Smash Bros. Mostly because I am not very good at Smash Bros.
Ah. So you like that Falcon punch? But
let me write that down real quick. Play online with Alex.
Yeah, I am a good person to train against because I will hold my own like a real human human opponent. But all I'm going to do is spam Falcon punch and Pikachu's thunder.
Good to know. I think my number one might be Mega Man just because I like him so much. And he feels like he could be really different and worth learning. Second choice, Zero Suit Samus, duh.
Mm, duh, yeah.
I always
Are you
going to
do like her alternate
Brawl.
Costume where she's basically just in her underwear?
Well, that's a costume from Zero Mission.
Mm-hmm. Still, but is that the one you're going to pick?
Yes, of course, duh. And although I'm interested to see how they change her up from Brawl because she wasn't a great solo character in Brawl.
Well, no, and that was the thing. I mean, you know, because she was kind of, you got her after the final Smash and stuff. So she was sort of like auxiliary kind of in a way. And wasn't it once you died, didn't you just come back as regular Samus again?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah. And then finally, probably Pikachu, because it was my favorite character in Melee and the original. Wow. Yeah.
Pikachu is still really fun. Like, he's just so fast. And he still has that side dash move. Which feels like a shotgun to anyone who comes in his way.
Yeah, that's true. But if they nerf him too much, I might not stick with him. I might go to another Pokemon.
Yeah.
Jigglypuff. Why not Jigglypuff?
Well, we don't know if he's in the game yet.
Yes, we do. It's Jigglypuff.
No, we have no idea if he's in the game yet because NCL or NO nor NOA has officially announced him yet. So who knows?
True.
Maybe Jigglypuff is in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, if only we had like some way to like connect with people in other parts of the world and like could just ask them or see what, you know, what was going on in that game.
It would just be weird if he was. It's just weird because he's in every other one. It's just so strange. I don't know why.
All right. Well, there you go. So that is our Smash demo talk. I can't remember if we talked about it in the beginning. I don't think we did. We will be doing a full like blown out crazy ass like I'm sure at least an hour long. You know, Smash segment, probably Smash episode, really, in, I guess, 2 weeks. We were looking at the calendar. So the game comes out on the 3rd. That's a Friday. We're not going to record that night because we would need time to play the game.
Holy crap, it is in like 2 weeks and a day.
I know. Fucking crazy. So what we'll probably plan on is the week of the 6th. So I guess the episode that would normally go up on October 11th, look for that to be like Smash City USA. that is going to be like full on impressions, spoilers, the whole nine yards. So you fair listener will have a good week and a day to play as much Smash as you can and, be ready for that discussion. So, yeah, should be good.
Yes.
There you go.
Word.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. We will talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Pika-pika. Bye.
Hey, this is Neil Ronahan, here to talk to you about Hyrule Warriors. I reviewed the game for NintendoWorldReport.com. You can check out a review there. But now we're going to talk about the game, and with me today is Andy Gergen.
What's going on?
So Hyrule Warriors is a game that is coming out in North America on September 26th. It is already out in Japan, and it comes out in Europe at, I think, the 19th. I'm not 100%. It might also be the 26th. I'm not even sure. It's developed by Omega Force and Team Ninja. Omega Force is best known for making a bunch of Dynasty Warriors games. Team Ninja is best known for making, like, Ninja Gaiden and also Metroid Other M. And Nintendo and the Zelda team helped out on this a little bit. Eiji Onuma is a producer. Andy, I guess as someone you have not played the game yet, what are your thoughts on Hyrule Warriors?
Yeah, I've actually been trying... I wouldn't say I've been trying to avoid coverage of the game. I just haven't gone out of my way to look for coverage of the game. I figure from what I understand of Dynasty Warriors, it's probably going to be a lot of hack and slash. The game probably won't be super deep, so I don't feel the need to, you know, look up too much of the content ahead of time. But, you know, yeah. I figure it's going to be a whole lot of stabbing moblins, maybe.
That is what it is.
Yeah, a fair amount of maybe, like, shooting arrows at Octoroks, that kind of thing. You know, it kind of reminds me of, in a very small way, Link's Crossbow Training, which was basically a Zelda game completely around shooting things, which was, you know, kind of a weird concept, but I really enjoyed it. If I can enjoy Link's Crossbow Training, I'm almost certainly going to enjoy Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah, Hyrule Warriors is way more ridiculous than I think you even comprehend. You first play as a Link if you're playing Legend Mode, which is the main story mode, and Link just, he's got a sword, he's going around, he's slashing moblins. But then you build up a special meter, and, like, he does a big special attack that, you know, like, the sword elongates, and he slashes up everyone nearby, and then you start to unlock other characters and other movesets. One of my personal favorites is, the ball and chain, or I think they're called the gauntlets, but it's, you're wearing the gauntlets and you have the ball and chain from Twilight Princess. Link uses this weapon, and part of it is you're swinging around the ball of chain, and if you do a certain combo, then he pulls out, like, one of the pillars from, I think it's, like, the Spirit Temple in Ocarina of Time, and then smashes it on the ground and spins it around and throws it at enemies. And it is crazy.
That sounds awesome.
And then, like, the special move for that is, like, I don't know, the world spins around or something like that nonsense. You get a hook shot at a point in the game. Like, you do unlock weapons in a Zelda-type progression where it's like, oh, hey, you're in the stage. Oh, some rocks fell. You need to go get the bombs. Or, like, you know, the boomerang will chop down these vines. You need to go find the boomerang in the level. And then you unlock that, and you have those items in any level from then on. But the hookshot, you can use that to do a move in which you hookshot the moon from Majora's Mask and throw it into the ground, hurting enemies. This game is bananas.
That's great.
In all the right ways. You even have Darunia dances when you play as him. That's pretty great. Impa and Sheik are total badasses.
Awesome. I don't think Impa's ever been playable before, right?
No. Well, I guess, and then Zelda and Sheik only in Smash Brothers.
Sure. I'm pretty genuinely excited for this game. I've never played a Dynasty Warriors game. I don't really know much about it. I can't really even put a finger on why exactly I've avoided them. I think maybe I just tend to avoid all things like Japanese mythology because it's not a fiction that particularly interests me. But, you know, I, as silly as it seems when you take a game like Dynasty Warriors and just put a Zelda coat of paint on it, it does kind of work for me. I'll play just about anything with a Zelda coat of paint on it, honestly, as evidenced by the Link's Crossbow Training reference from a few minutes ago. I just really like that particular fiction, I guess, for lack of a better word.
This kind of delivers on that in spades, because it does have a story mode that has, there's a very Team Ninja-esque villain, Sia, who is an evil sorceress that is wearing something that really shows off her bosoms. Which feels like a villain from a Ninja Gaiden game or something like that.
Great. That's what what Zelda's always needed more of is boobs.
Yeah. I mean, and as far as boobs goes, there are a lot of playable women in this game, most of them without as revealing clothing as Sia.
Yeah. I didn't really expect Nintendo would go overboard on letting Zelda hang out of her shirt.
But yeah, the story's, I wouldn't say it's like interesting or anything, but the cutscenes look really pretty. And it kind of just delivers on those moments constantly where as far as the way it flows, and I won't talk about the really late game stuff, but the basic setup is that, there is basically like this new Link in this other Zelda timeline where there's a Zelda, there is an Impa, there's also a Sheik, who is Zelda, as we all know. Sorry, we should all know this by now, that Zelda dresses up as Sheik. I know, I ruined it.
Spoiler.
But then those characters find out that the villain has gone into different dimensions or something, so then you go into the world of Ocarina of Time, and the world of Twilight Princess, and the world of Skyward Sword. So when you go to those areas, they are areas lifted from those games. Like, you go to the Water Temple, in Lake Hyrule. Oh my god, I can't say that word. That the lake in Ocarina of Time, you go there, where the Water Temple is, and you go in the Water Temple, and you need to hit water switches to lower the water level. It's not as confusing as Ocarina of Time in that regard. You go to Death Mountain, you go to, you know, places from Twilight Princess, you go to Skyloft. It's really fun, and it delivers so well on that Zelda fan service.
How does that 8-bit Zelda map mode go? Is that part of the story mode, or is it a separate thing?
It is a separate thing, and at least for my time with the game, that's probably where the majority of my time is being spent. It's not that legend mode, the main story mode, it's not that it's short per se, but I mean, it's probably sub 10 hours. Like, I did replay some stages because you can unlock gold sculptulas and get, you know, illustration bonuses, which are kind of dumb, but I don't know. I like collecting things in Zelda games. It's fun to me. And then the adventure mode, which is the one with the 8-bit map. So the way that works is that you start off, it is a complete recreation of the original Legend of Zelda map. And you start off at the first square. And you have to beat challenges that are on each square and then unlock more squares. And it's kind of like segmented into where you can go. You need to beat the story mode before you can unlock everything on the map. And even to get to those parts of the map, you need to beat the challenges to get there.
That sounds awesome.
When you go on that map, like, some of them are just like, you know, like, defeat, you know, 200 enemies in 10 minutes or something. Or, you know, there's bosses here, go beat them. And that's the majority of them. But then, like, they have this weird one pretty early on where it's like, win the quiz. And you go in there and, like, you go to different rooms. And then it's like, you know, defeat the enemy who has a wooden shield. And then you need to look at the two enemies in the room and, all right, that's the chunky thing from Skyward Sword. He's got a wooden shield. I got to defeat him first.
Sure.
And then there's like three rooms like that, and then you win the challenge if you defeat the right enemies each time. And then in that mode, you also unlock item cards, which can be used to reveal secrets that are all secrets that you would remember if you are very familiar with the original Legend of Zelda, which my memory of that game is a lot more front-loaded. So as I'm getting deeper into that mode, I'm completely lost. I feel like one of these days I need to go through and replay the original Legend of Zelda completely, as opposed to, like, every time I go and sit down to play it, I basically play two dungeons and that's it.
I haven't played it for probably 3 or 4 years, but I have played it about 10, 20, 30 times in my life. Like, probably more than 20 times.
Yeah.
So I should be good. I did try to play the second quest a few years back and found myself pretty stumped on that one. But the first quest, I can probably do pretty well on that.
Yeah, I always forget where the different dungeons are, and then I get hopelessly lost. But not in this game. In adventure mode here, it's all pretty straightforward as to what directions you can go. You know, the challenges are different levels, and they get pretty damn hard as you get further into it. But I really like that mode because it does kind of, you know, keep you going after the main story. And because of the item cards, there's kind of a reason to sometimes go back and replay stages because then, you know, you unlock different items that then you can use to unlock more characters, unlock different types of weapons, and all that jazz.
Awesome.
And then there was actually a day one update that actually went up, I guess, 2 weeks before day one. I was playing the review copy, and then all of a sudden I got a notification that's like, oh, there's a game update, and it adds an entire new mode. Called challenge mode, that right now I think the idea of it is that they're going to upload different challenges, maybe on like a regular basis or some sort. Right now there's just one challenge which takes place in the Farron Woods environment, and it's basically you go into this map and you have to defend a base. In this case, it is the Deku Tree. And then it'll keep on having these challenges where it'll be like, you know, go defeat these enemies on the map. And if you don't defeat them in time, then you need to defend the tree. And if the tree falls, then you lose and the challenge is over. But you keep on going as long as you can go. And I mean, that was just, it's another mode. It's another way to play the game. And the combat is pretty repetitive and hack and slashy, but that's not really where, to me, the challenge of Dynasty Warriors games lies. It's more about, like, managing the map and making sure that, you know, you're defeating what you have to defeat, and making sure that your teammates and stuff that are usually hopeless and terrible, make sure that they don't lose and flee.
Right on. Right on. Graphics pretty good?
Yeah, it looks beautiful. It is a hell of an HD game. It makes me even more excited for Zelda on Wii U, because if this is what a spin-off looks like, then I can't wait to see what the next great Zelda game looks like.
Awesome.
It does take a hit when you play the two-player co-op, though, because that's not split-screen or online, unfortunately. Well, I guess the split-screen, not unfortunately, because you can play it with one person on the gamepad and one person on the TV. However,
really?
The game takes a significant graphical hit then. It still runs fine, but it's just like, it's like if you just like smeared Vaseline all over your TV. That's kind of what it looks like.
Interesting. Well, I know we gave Mario Kart a fair amount of slack for not doing that. So not slack, crap, whatever. We did not cut Mario Kart slack for doing that. So
yeah, and I think that if Hyrule Warriors, which does not look as pretty as Mario Kart 8, if that looks like crap, I can't imagine how they could get Mario Kart 8 to run, having like, you know, both outputs, even though I wish they could, but that would have been a challenge and the game probably would have suffered a lot.
Definitely.
For not having to have that.
But,
and final thoughts for me, I guess the sound is also really cool. It basically just has a lot of Zelda butt rock. Which, I don't know, like it's not, like I still prefer the original versions of a lot of these songs, but it's fun to just kind of rock out to like a metal version of like Saria's song or something like that.
Nothing says Japanese mythology crossed with Legend of Zelda like heavy metal guitar.
Yeah. It's a pretty rad soundtrack, if I do say so myself.
Cool. Well, I'm pretty excited about this game. I'm not sure if I'll pick it up right away, but I'm definitely looking forward to giving it a shot. I like hack and slash games. I kind of like the monotony of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's sort of like it's like a Sudoku, you know. The it's not challenging. It's just something to get that kind of like, it's like a muscle memory kind of thing.
Yeah. And it looks so awesome landing those combos, even if you know you like just hit Y four times and then pressed X and then something magical happened. Like, the inputs might not be that intense, and you might not be doing anything technically that impressive, but it just looks so damn cool. But yeah, Hyrule Warriors, it's coming out very, very soon in North America. My review score for it is an 8.5 out of 10. If you want to read the full text, you can go and do that at NintendoWorldReport.com, and we'll also probably have more coverage on the game. We're probably going to do some sort of character guide as well, so if you want to know what characters have which weapons and all that jazz, come check us out, and feel free to leave a comment on the YouTube video, let us know what you think about this, and then maybe we'll do more kind of review dialogues like this in the future. Thank you for watching and or listening, and talk to you later.
Goodbye.
All right, and that will do it for episode 151 of Connectivity. As always, you can send your listener mail to connectivity@nintendoworldreport.com. Be sure to rate and review us on iTunes if you haven't done that yet. And follow all of us on Twitter. Go to nintendoworldreport.com and look for the Twitter sidebar on the right-hand side of the page to find our usernames there. And if you haven't already, be sure to go to nintendoworldreport.com and check the show notes for this episode, and you'll find our riff of Captain N. We'll see you next week.